Psalm 55. To the chief musician, on stringed instruments, an instruction of David. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me, and answer me. I wander about in my plaint, and I moan aloud because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in anger they persecute me. My heart is writhing within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fear and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove! I would fly away and be at rest. Behold, I would flee afar off. I would lodge in the wilderness. Selah. I would hasten my escape from the stormy wind, from the tempest. Swallow them up, Lord. Divide their tongue, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof, and iniquity and mischief are in the midst of it. Perversities are in the midst thereof, and oppression and deceit depart not from its streets. For it is not an enemy that hath reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither is it he that hateth me that hath magnified himself against me, then I would have hidden myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, mine intimate, my familiar friend, we who held sweet intercourse together. To the house of God we walked amid the throng. Let death seize upon them, let them go down alive into Sheol. For wickedness is in their dwellings, in their midst. As for me, unto God will I call, and Jehovah will save me. Evening and morning, and at noon will I pray and moan aloud, and he will hear my voice. He hath redeemed my soul in peace from the battle against me, for there were many about me. God will hear and afflict them, he that is seated of old, Selah, because there is no change in them, and they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as are at peace with him. He hath profaned his covenant. Smoothly were the milky words of his mouth, but his heart was war. His words were softer than oil, yet are they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon Jehovah, and he will sustain thee. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. And thou, O God, wilt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But as for me, I will confide in thee.